ready for transformation as you listen to God's word through His servants. For inquiries, contact the Seed Sowers Ministry on 080-666-27754 or 090-5221-6374. Or you can email us at the Seed Sowers Ministry 18@gmail.com. Be blessed as you listen.
Can we ask the Lord to help us? Can we plead with the Lord to help us? Oh Lord, we sincerely ask you to help us today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our Lord and our God, we are grateful for the privilege we have received. Thank you because your word prevails. Thank you for the confidence we have in you. Lord, again, we present our helplessness that you might allow us to glean from your word. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. All right, amen. Are you here? All right, we go to the first message today, and I apologize for my in and out. They were necessary for us. Yieldedness, a necessary ingredient for brokenness. Yieldedness, a necessary ingredient for brokenness. Let's just look at our theme text again from Mark chapter 14. And let's read verse 3. Who's reading for me? Mark chapter 14, verse 3. Okay, we are still right here. She broke the what? The box. The alabaster box. And pour it on his head. So that's our theme text. We see that in that scripture, we saw a woman carrying something very precious. Is that not so? That ointment is very expensive. Is that not how that another scripture put it? Very expensive. When you say something is expensive, what does it mean? Eh? It's costly. But this very expensive, very costly, what makes something very costly? Eh? 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 What makes something very costly? Eh? What gives it the quality? Eh? That's what we are talking about. What that thing is, it has a content. What makes that content costly? The quality. What gives it quality?
What it takes to produce.
what the process it took to make it. You didn't follow me to that point. What makes something expensive is that it's costly. What gave it that cost is its quality. What brought about its quality is the process of preparation. Are you following me now? Anything can be poured inside, anything can be inside anything. But this precious ointment that is very expensive, that is very costly, is because of quality. Because of quality. When things are expensive because of quality, what other thing is an ingredient for expensiveness of something? What other thing can we say makes things expensive? That this thing is different from this. This is cheaper than this. Okay, the durability. Now, if I would quickly draw your attention back, we are saying also that it is the usefulness of a thing that also determines how expensive the quality of what it will achieve if it is being used. Is that also? What's the kind of costs that is upon a thing? Also, it depends on the usability, the durability of that usability. How enduring, how impactful. Are we together now? It will be. Now, you take note that there was a breaking before the precious, very expensive ointment inside that box could come out. There has to be a breaking. There was a breaking because it was encased. Is that not so? Are you following me now? It was encased. Now, for the time being, if it is not encased, that ointment that is very precious needs a case. Needs where to stay. Is that not so?
Yes.
It needs where it can stay. Now, for the time being, it needs that thing. It needs that case. That's the alabaster box is a very strong stone. It's a stone. A kind of stony kind of nature. A clay nature. Now, it's for the time being, it needs that space. It needs that case. But when it gets to the place it ought to be used, it must be what? Broken. While we carry it about, we need a case. Are you following me? So that it does not waste, we need a case. But when it gets to the place of usefulness, we don't need that case anymore. Did you get me now? Now, why we will trash that later? Go sleep now. Yieldedness. A necessary ingredient for brokenness. What is yieldedness? Can we talk together? Yes? Submission. Obedience. Another word?
Surrender.
To surrender. Yieldedness, let's speak the most appropriate word, surrenderedness. Now, if you see that your eyes wants to deceive you, stand up. Amen?
Amen.
You see, you must have reached a level whereby anytime they are opening scriptures, your eyes must not close. You must reach that point. No matter how baptized you are with sleep, your eyes must not close. By the grace of God, I knew when I got to that point. Yes. If it is the word of God, I will stand. Let me tell you something. Do you want to be someone that God can easily use? You see, whether you like it or not, something will use you. You are not following me. Don't think you are useless. You are not useless. Whichever way, you can't be a useless vessel. Something will use you. If it is not the Lord using you, it is the devil that will use you. You can't be useless. Tell somebody when I say you can't be useless. Something will use you. There is no useless man on earth, though. And there is no useless woman on earth. You are usable. The only issue here is who will use you. Now, some people may claim that, no, devil cannot use me. I will use myself. No. You can't use yourself. Something must use you. So, surrenderedness or yieldedness, Holy Spirit help us. Listen to me. One of the greatest things people are, crying for, especially when we come to the Christian faith, when we are born again, and we have received Jesus, and we find out that the Lord began to lay our feet on victory above sin, and He begins to expose us to a crucial issue. The crucial issue of separation from whatever entangled me before, which I will go into a little bit. Now, when you begin to lay your feet, you begin to discover the true essence of salvation, and you begin to discover that yes, I'm beginning to walk, in a straight path, walking with the Lord, you will find out the next thing that begins to come to your mind, if you are serious, is that I want God to use me. Now, there is a problem that we must settle first. Why do you want God to use you? It's important though. Some people want God to use them because they like the result of God using people. Do you know you can be saying, God, use me, and your focus is not the God that is using you, but you, the vessel that is being used. You didn't get that. I'm not talking about ministry alone. No. Yes, sir. Any serious person in the Christendom will reach a point where he says, oh God, use me. Use me, Lord. Even though we say something like, use me for your glory. Our focus is not His glory. Even though we claim it is for His glory. Oh, Jesus Christ, help me now. It is that we like the outcome of when God uses people. We somehow believe that when God uses me, I will be relevant. I will be known. I will become important. I will be respected. Oh, you are not following me now. You hear something like, God is using that brother. God is using that sister. And when people talk about God is using me, and I thank God for the way God is using me, what is it most of the time that is at the back of our mind? We like the glory that goes along with God using people. We are dealing with yieldedness. Welcome, my man. Yieldedness. A necessary ingredient for brokenness. As a topic. Now, please listen. I want you to notice, I'm trusting God that God will help you. Amen. God wants to use us. But listen to this. The way God uses is not the way devil uses. Don't forget, what was the first statement I made? I said you are not useless. If God does not use you, devil will use you. You can't be useless. There's nothing like that. I don't even know why my life is useless. It's not true. Take notes again. What another statement I made. I said that alabaster box, what is inside is what we need. Is that not so?
Yes.
What is inside is very precious. Scripture says very expensive because of the quality in it. So that thing must be carried in a case. Are you with me now?
Yes.
That case is the box. As far as we are concerned, if the box breaks at the wrong time, this precious ointment we waste. Oh, you are not with me now. Eh? If the box break at the wrong time, that content that is very precious, we what? We waste. But at the same time, if the box gets to the place of usefulness and is still not broken, it will still what? It's still a waste. Are you with me now?
Yes.
So please remember that we are dealing with yieldedness. Now, hope you know when that woman got to the place of usefulness. Where is the place of usefulness? To pour it. Oh, hallelujah. We are going back to that. To pour it on Jesus. When she got there, she need to break it. Why? You see, I was trying to study and found out that she didn't open it. Because what is inside is very volatile. Oh, you are not with me. If it's something that can be opened, part of the spikenard ointment and fragrance will have what? Will have wasted. That's why she wasn't coming with a openable. You know, there are things that are in a seal that you have to break. Is that not so?
Yes.
It was one of the examples. So when she got there, opening it is not the issue. Breaking, because we are now at the place of usefulness. When God wants to use you, God doesn't have a problem in using you. No. No. Let me tell you something. I repeat this. When you come to Jesus and you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, if you are a serious lover of God, the next thing you begin to notice in your mind is that God used me for your glory. Is that not so? How many people are in church who does not understand this? Especially when you look at some pastors. We say we like the way God is using Pastor so and so. Is that not so? And then you see young brothers and saying, yes, Lord, use me, Lord. Why are people going to fast on the mountain?
For God to use them.
Eh? For God to use them. Now, this is the question. Do I need to fast? Let me ask you.
To become useful.
No, wait. Thank you, brother. Let me say something. What attention with the spoon in our kitchen need to do for me to use it?
Nothing.
Eh?
Nothing.
Why?
Because
it
is there for usefulness.
Eh? So what makes that spoon not to beg me before I visit the kitchen to use it? Eh? If there is no need, will I use it? Does that spoon need to invite me for usefulness? To say, come and use me.
No.
What makes me use it? My own need.
Yes.
You didn't get me. Lord, I'm helpless now. Help me. I'm learning that one now. Bro Joseph, do you know that there is no day I don't go into kitchen? If I'm in this house, if I didn't go to greet them, I will go and do something. It's so rare that I won't enter kitchen. What makes me to enter kitchen? Okay, let's just say because I'm daddy in the house, I can be busy. There is no day my wife will not enter kitchen. Is that not so? Does the pot need to beg her? You soon. Why?
Because she needs
the pot. Is it the pot that need you soon? Or it is first that I'm the one that needs the pot? So, does the pot need to cry for usefulness?
No.
What is the necessary ingredient of the pot? Availability.
Yes.
See, God showed me something I'm trying to share with you. If the pot is dirty, will I wash it?
Yes.
Why? Oh, you are not following me. You are not following me. What makes me wash a pot that I used to cook jollof rice? Why am I washing it? Because I what? Why will I still be in need of it?
Because I will still be in need
for
it.
Oh, you didn't get that. Why did I wash it?
To use it.
To use it.
Yes.
Why am I still going to use it tomorrow? It's a regular need,
yes.
And this pot at place now, there's something you have not gotten. I'm going there now. If I wash this pot because it's dirty, I'm washing it because I will need it. Are you with me now?
No.
Can I abandon a pot that I need? What will make me, if I abandon that pot, it means I don't have need for that pot. Is that not so? I said, is that not so? Then what makes me, how many of you use a pot now and you quickly went and buy another pot tomorrow? Why?
That was
the one available is still useful. Now, the quality of the pots, who went to get that quality? Based on what? My need. Oh, you didn't get it. If I'm not ready for serious cooking, will I get a pot of that kind of quality? If I buy shabby pots, it's me that has a shabby need. Oh, you are not with me, oh. I want to take you to scriptures. Because sometimes I think I know, but the Holy Ghost is talking to me. I say, Lord, so in these 21 years I've been working with you, I still don't understand this thing. Get this thing clear. Yieldedness, a necessary ingredient for brokenness. I went to this is our engineer that is doing our printer. When I got there, I saw a generator. The generator was so old. And they were still using it. Very old generator, Tiger. Old generation Tiger. Big size. I said, because of our generator, I'm trying to learn about gen so that I don't mishandle. Oh, you see that one now? Why am I finding out about those who have used generator before? I don't want to mishandle my own. Because I want it to serve me. Is that not so? When I asked this engineer, you know what he said? I said, how many years? He said, I've been using it, I think, for 13, 15 years. I got more interested. I said, I want my own too, to last me that long. Did the gen talk to me?
No.
Did the gen raise any issue with me?
No.
Who is now planning to take care of our own gen?
You.
Me, based on what? My need. Now, please, let me go back again. You are not useless. Whether you like it or not, something will use you. You are useful. Now, when the woman took that alabaster box before Jesus, at that point, we need that oil. Is that not so? We must anoint Jesus for the burial. We are going to touch that scripture much more in the next session. But I'm dealing with when that woman broke that box. Did it break? I said, did it break?
Yeah.
What will make it break? No struggle. If you are trying to break something and it's not breaking, what does it mean? He's struggling with you. Eh? It's what? That's the word. That's the next statement we are going to now. God bless you, brother. You are here. The reason why I will break you, you will not break, is that you are hard. Are you with me now? Let's bring it back to the... If I'm washing... Oh, hallelujah. If I know that something is hard, if I know that I need to break this thing at the point where I need it, and the thing is hard, will I get that thing? Will I get it?
No.
So who is interested in the quality of what I use? It's me who wants to use something that ensures quality. You are not with me. We are dealing with the first part this morning. That, do you think Holy Spirit is struggling to break you? Mm-mm. Breaking is his ministry. Because you must be poured on Jesus. Eh? Holy Spirit doesn't have problem with breaking you. In fact, he's always ready to break. Because until there is a breaking, this very precious ointment is... Now, you see, because this thing is in a case, we sometimes think the fragrance is lost. Oh, you are not with me. When that woman was carrying that thing about, did anything smell?
No.
Does it look like what is inside is very precious?
No.
The ointment is... Do you know the Bible says the ointment is of spikenard? When I study spikenard, some say spikenard, the other translation says synard. Very, very, very expensive material. For the fact that that woman put that thing, very expensive, very precious, this fragrance can fill everywhere. She's going about, did this man? No, and then as she's going about, will you think she carries something very precious?
No.
Something very expensive.
No.
Again, I said something. What makes something expensive? The quality is what makes it expensive. It's costly. But there's a case. Is that not so? There's a casing that has cased you. There are two applications of that casing that we're going to deal with and we pray. That casing, as you go about with the casing, sometimes even you yourself, if you can't see deeper, you will think there's nothing there. You just, because when you went about, there was nothing. Oh, please listen, friends. The Lord is dealing with me. When this, you know, when the sister first entered Bethany, did anything smell in Bethany?
Mm-hmm.
Was she carrying something very expensive?
Yes.
But was it obvious?
Mm-hmm.
No. But what was it that we noticed about the alabaster box? If this woman carried, the thing followed. Is that not so? The thing followed. You see, sometimes I'm worried. Let me go back. I'm trusting God to articulate my words, but I've raised three matters now, and I'm going to pick them one by one. Let me finish this one. The thing sometimes about us is that we are looking at the casing, not the ointment. Jesus does not need the casing. What did he need?
The ointment.
Is the ointment. And what made the ointment needable is the need. It's not the ointment that say, come and carry me, come. Because of the peculiarity of, you know, if you read further, Jesus said, what this woman did anywhere the gospel. So because we want to fulfill prophecy, that ointment is needed. Did you write a letter to anybody?
No.
You are the one that want to fulfill prophecy. You will need me. Oh God. Eh? I am humble when God says, I need you. You see, it's humbling that he who can do without a need, I have become his need. Eh? I am needed. It's not ordinary. Listen to me. God saw people there before he called you. So he who is wise did not know you have a problem. Why is he focusing on you? Oh, you think he's unaware that you have a challenge? He says, the ointment is in the case. And I see Satan focus on the case. It's the case. No. You know, don't forget. We are going to deal with two issues. If you break the box before the place of usefulness, what will happen to the very precious ointment? If you get to the place of usefulness and it also did not break, what will happen to the very precious ointment? It's as if it's useless. But when the ointment and the case is on the way to usefulness, don't undermine it. I go back to the first issue. Why am I not tired of using a pot over and over again? The pots I need is useful because I need it. The pot is not useful. Its usefulness is out of my needfulness. So I don't discard what I need. I don't discard what I need. If it is dirty, I do what?
Wash it.
I wash it. Let me ask you. Some of you here, you are at a time. I won't mention your names. One of you brothers, I remember when you spoke to me. When it looked as if God cannot use me, were you not shocked that he still brought you? Why? You are needed. I thought God with me that I remember when I messed up severally. I will forget the ministration whereby they sold my tapes. I want to talk very plainly now. People lined up on the queue like this, buying the message. And because of that, certain people came around and said, if this message is as powerful as this, everybody must get it. And then they quickly arranged another meeting somewhere. And come and see people came. Elders came. Like Bro Billy said yesterday, expertise and experience. You remember, that thing was hitting me yesterday. So when they called me up, I forgot the help. Instead of me to remain at the place of availability. Because I need it. I jacked that message from the hands of the Lord, preached my own message, and when I finished, it was a mess. See, I was so terrible. I wasted people's time. They recorded the message. People still bought it too. You see, sometimes people are blind. Even when you are preaching error. They know because they judged me by the first message. People still bought the second as they were. As no, I just said, Lord, this is their blood. It's okay. You know, you can't stop it. Don't buy it. It's an error. It's not from the Lord. No. They still bought it. But let me tell you something. When I finished that ministration, I became terrible. Because I messed up. I became so terrible. One person came and shook me and said, You really tried. As I was going, they gave me an honorarium. As they gave me an honorarium, it was as if I was a thief collecting what I did not work for. If I didn't collect an honorarium, I would take home and it's far. I felt so miserable. Oh, that day in the bus, I just felt like, you know, so if you have been failing repeatedly, number one, by exaggeration, I used to lie on pulpits. What did not happen, I'll say it happened. So many things that just didn't make ministry look good. And I remember, you know, imagine, I said, Lord, I will watch what I say. I will not exaggerate this. I will not pull things beyond normal. Help me, Lord. And I was serious. But God, there again, I messed up. On my way home, I felt miserable. Quietly in my mind, I say, if I've been struggling for over 2 years to preach a sound message, can God ever use me? I was shocked when I got home. I was in my disciples' house. You know, when you get home after administration, you can't pray, you can't thank God, because you just feel like, look at it, this is how I went to that administration, I messed up, I came to that administration, I messed up, all those people are healing me, but I'm empty. I was shocked that the night devotion in my disciples' house, it was open heavens of reading that they were reading. I don't know who undo that devotion at that night, whether it's me or somebody else. And right in that page, oh, Holy Spirit. You see? Oh, you know what shocked me there? Why is it that the day I messed up was the same night of a special devotion? Why didn't Peter have done it since last month? You know what Pastor Debo said? He wrote a true life experience of how he messed up on the pulpit. Preaching a message that was pure error. And somebody stood up in the midst of the crowd and said, sir, you are preaching error. And if, imagine you are the guest minister. And you just said things that were wrong. And someone said, I have a question. And he made mistake by saying yes. And one of them said, you said like this, but in this space, 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 this is what the Bible said. And it was so clear to the old people that you were in error. Highly revered. Respected minister. What will you do if you are? Father Debray said that was the end. Imagine you start a ministration, you could not finish it. And he said, yes, the Lord. Oh, you see that day? You don't know what happened to me. Do you know the reason why I stood up and went again to preach? I am what? I'm needed. Not that I'm useful. I'm not useful. You didn't get it. I'm not useful to him. You didn't understand. It's my neededness that enabled my usefulness. If God does not need me, I am not the type that should be here. So you see what you know what I saw God did? He now was. Now, and I say this not because of any reason. God is my witness, what I'm telling you now. I cannot tell you how many corrections God has given me in life. Sometimes when I see people talk to Elder Winger, I laugh because I can't tell you how many times he does not give up. Sometimes I say, I remember there was a time I was saying to God, but God, you know I'm weak. You know. And I'm sincere. On pulpit, I seem to have a kind of boldness and respect that sometimes I used to wonder. You know I'm weak. Why do you steal? He said, because I need you. I saw other people there before I chose you. Are you the only brother here? Are you the only brother in Osun State? Are you the only brother in Lagos State? What do you think made me call you when I obviously saw your weakness? I have a need. You see, that understanding should always make you available. See, I found out that yieldedness is all that a pot needs to be in the kitchen. If it is dirty, who will wash it?
The owner.
Why?
He needs it.
The only thing that makes the pot irrelevant is if it leaves kitchen.
Yes,
you are not with me. If it what?
Leaves the kitchen.
If it leaves the kitchen.
I will bring it back to the kitchen.
He can bring it, but just let's say it was missing. We could not see it again. That's the day the usefulness ends. But as long as that pot remains in the place of positioning, these are strong meat, too. You don't teach this one to babes who wants to go and commit sin. Who will fine-tune my perfectness? The one who needs me. Who will sharpen my options? The one who needs me. What is my own point? And that is the helplessness. Oh, you are not with me. That's the helplessness. So that is the, so look at this. If I'm in this kitchen, I am for you. Is that not so? If you don't use me, and I use myself, that's the helplessness. Oh, there's something that came up to me now. You see, sometimes you want to use yourself. You want to prove to people that you are working with God. Each time you do that, you end up in shambles. You see, you remember when God's servant said yesterday, he said, when you say to that demon, and say, come out in the name of Jesus, and that demon comes out. The next thing is that what? You just say, bring the next one. You know, you forget. Is that, you see, I remember God said to me, I'm not asking you to do much. All I say you should do is be available. Why are you running as if you can do something? I just say be available. Yield yourself. And the only way you will not yield is that you are hard. Do you know? Even when you claim to be hard, as long as you remain available, what will they do to your hardness? They will break it. See how much you pour to that not over Jonah if it gets burnt. And you want to prepare it for the next day. What will you do? You will soak it. Why am I soaking it when it has been stained by the blackness of yesterday's usefulness? Hope you know sometimes there is the sweat of ministry. Let me put it to you. When have you seen somebody walking that does not sweat? Serious walking. Do you, with all the accumulated sweat of your walking, now you are walking, you are hard working, but if you don't bath, what will those sweat, accumulated sweat and dust, what will it become to you? Smell. So the only way to be fresh is to what? Is to bath. Sometimes we think also that because we are doing ministry, ministry does not have accumulated sweat that can now become smell. Do you know if you are not careful, if I'm not, these were things God was dealing with me even from my last retreat, personal retreat, which I encourage all of you to always not miss your personal retreat. I was shocked that God was pointing me to my personal sweat. And say, you know, sometimes when you are too busy, you forget that you are forgetting yourself. To always check for your availability. So, get this thing clear. God has a need. Please, who created man?
God.
Was it man that said, I want to be? Hey, who need man? So that's why even after man fell, he was looking for him. Oh, you didn't get me. I thought when he said he repented me that I made man another. Shouldn't he close the race of man?
Yes.
Is there any problem in closing that race? Can't he close it? He is God. But he has a need. God has a what? It is that need that determines the use. So please, let's go back to the first matter. Why are people going to mountains to fast and pray for 80 days and 90 days?
For usefulness.
If there is no need, and God used them.
Amen.
Eh? So if you see a man, you see that we are pressing in for my generation, and he's doing that, when the anointing so called now comes, what do you notice? Eh? You will now see him say something like, by the anointing upon my. Go and take note of such ministries. Do they truly make people disciples?
No.
What does such ministry do?
They heal the flesh.
They what?
They heal.
They feed the flesh. Hope you know such ministries. What do they cater for? Promotion, miracles. Everything is about what? External.
Yes.
People give testimonies for what? External. Hey. I'm shocked that some people are still experiencing Old Testament dimension. That they can pour anointing on your head, but it will not reach your heart.
Yes.
You can carry anointing, as it were, but you will not change people's hearts to follow the Lord. You will gather crowd, but that way. Please take notes. Why did we say the ointment is expensive? We said quality. We said, what is the other thing that determines quality? We said the durability. How long lasting it will be determines how expensive it will be. Is that also? God is not planning to use me for a time. No. Who is my example? Jesus. Did you ever see that Jesus Christ has been used by God and that's all?
No.
Eh?
No.
God wants what he wants to do with me to be transgenerational. Such that when my casing have left the earth, the impact of what I did has a ripple effect. That's the kind of usefulness God is planning for me and you. So, can I go and break myself before the point of usefulness? Eh? Eh? When you see, sometimes the mistake I have made, thank God I don't make it again. And I'm praying not to make it again. That because there is a need that I feel is my need, I want to go and be used. Oh, Lord help me now. No, we are going there. We are going there. That thing must stop. Who is saying like that? I've looked at if God can, you see, if God can use me to settle that problem, what do you think will happen to me? They will give me honor, respect. But when you notice that until the one who needs me is calling my attention to something, any usefulness I claim, I'll be shocked that it will soon become irrelevant. Does that not bring us back to that helplessness again? That is a dependency for availability. That Lord, if not that you needed me, you will not call me. And can I tell you something? I have studied my Bible. What I said, God, why is it that you like using the unusables? Go and check your Bible. Should we do Bible study a little? Number one. When God wanted to begin the establishment of his covenant, the one directly linked with Jesus, he called Brother Abraham. Are we together?
Yes.
Aha. Don't let us go into all of this. He called Abraham. Are you with me?
Yes.
Did Abraham have a smooth life?
No.
What is the name of Abraham doing in Hebrews 11? And they quietly omitted his mistake with Hagar. Did you see his mistake with Hagar in Hebrews 11? They say he staggered not at all. They say he staggered not at all. Excuse me. Did he not stagger?
He staggered. Staggered a lot.
Oh, you are not following me. No, wait, did he not stagger? But what's the conclusion of the Bible? He staggered not. Eh? At what? How about he went and slept with Hagar? Did he not produce Ishmael? Is that not part of our problem? But why is it that when they gave his reports, they omitted it? Didn't Brother Paul solve this issue? Why didn't, after sleeping with Hagar, what should God have done? Shouldn't God find somebody else? Eh? Why did he continue with him? Immediately. What did Brother Abraham just simply do? He repented. Can I do a thing and hide it from my friend? Who misled Daddy Abraham? Sarah. Eh? Sarah. Who did they still say we bear the seed? Sarah. I thought that day when she did that, you know, the offense came before the usefulness of Sarah's womb. Eh? Yes. I thought that error. Who misled Adam? Yes. Whose seed shall still bruise the head of serpent? Oh, you didn't get that. Oh, you didn't follow me. Who misled Adam? Who did God still say the seed shall bruise your head? Eh? Did the Bible say the seed of the man? Of the who? But that's the person that scattered the program. Why did God still do that? I need that. Some people think if he did not repent. There's some people think that man if he did not repent because the Bible was silent on it. Where did Seth learn how to call God? Our mother. Didn't you hear the Bible says, and in the days of Seth, people began to call? Where did he learn? He learned it from the blues. Why is it that when it looks as if this thing is God, don't say, but I need. It's my need, not your need. Please, who wants to save souls? Eh? You are the one that wants to save souls? Who was meant to be discipled? Eh? Oh, it's me that want to disciple people for the sake of showing that I'm a discipler. Eh? If I scatter, how many people will scatter? Many. If God needs me to help people and I scatter, it means what he wants to do with me will what? So whose responsibility is my washing? What is my duty? Yieldedness. Helplessness. Availability. God said to me, he said, look, you think if I want to discard you, I will not have discarded you since. Okay, I said we should study the Bible, Abby. Let's think about Abraham. Look, I was shocked. Look at this other brother that strayed into divine covenant, Lot. Do you know what was the Lot's issue? Lot's issue was that he followed Abraham. Is that not so? Hey, we have never said that he was called. Is that not so? He wasn't called. Was he called? He followed Abraham. Blah, 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 blah. You know the first time, that's how they took him away. Before Abraham and his 300, you remember now, they went to rescue him and brought him back. Is that not so? After again, he chose the side of Sodom and Gomorrah, but I was still shocked. When they wanted to go and destroy, if not that God has Lot in mind, why is he telling Abraham? He didn't get it. Eh? Go and do it. There's a Lot there. And that Lot is linked to Abraham. Let's consult him. When they got there, and they said, if I can see 10, you know 10 was what Abraham gave. They didn't see 10. Please check what the angel said again in your Bible. The angel of the Lord told Lot, he said, escape now, for I cannot do anything until you have escaped. Eh? Oh, you are not following me. I won't be able to do what I want to do if you are not safe. And he didn't plan to leave Lot's wife behind. It was Lot's wife that looked back. If she had responded, yielded, even though they chose the wrong land, but if she had responded by following what God said, would she have become a pillar of salt? Yieldedness is the only requirement for continual usefulness. Excuse me, I ask you again. When, okay, Brother Richard, you check your life. Brother Efe, you check your life. Joseph, you check your life. And let me check my life. Is it because I had the best education? That's why God chose me.
No, sir.
Eh? Is it because you had a very smooth childhood? You have been a winner of several souls. That's why you were chosen? Eh?
No.
Is it because you have gotten it right all the time? That's why God chose you?
Mm-hmm.
If that's not the why you were chosen, why do you think that's what you need to maintain usefulness? Why not change your focus to Him and not yourself? Because He that needs me must be my daily focus. Do you know what I observe? When I yield, He breaks. When He breaks, He uses. When He uses, He is glorified. Let's study the Bible a little further. Go on like that. Who was David? I just want to rush across the Bible. Who was, when they wanted to use Gideon, what did Gideon say? I am the least. So, don't you see that God likes to go to the least, the what does not matter, the unimportant. Yes, God said to Gideon, go in this thy might. Should Ruth ever be in the lineage of Jesus Christ? How? Look at where she crossed from. Eh? Please, what was it that made Ruth an upper? What's the name of that? Yes, upper. What was the difference? Ruth yielded.
Yes.
Upper went back. That's the only thing. Did Ruth do anything serious to be named as one of the great grandmother of Jesus Christ?
No.
What is she just doing? Your people shall be my people. Your God. I mean, my God. Please take note. And the Holy Ghost led her into the field of Boaz. Is that what the Bible said? No! Yieldedness orders your step unconsciously. Your steps are ordered in a way that you are asking, oh God, when did you start? Let me tell you something. Do you know what? Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Amen?
Yes.
Are you listening?
Yes.
Do you know? Let me tell you something. I pray somebody will get this thing. Because in a few years, by the grace of God, you will see that my life arrived there. But I don't want to arrive there alone. I want us to arrive there together. Brother Fortunate, when you take this thing serious, you'll be saying something like this. Lord, when did you bring my life to this point? This is nothing but you. You know why you say, where do you be my life to this point? You have always yielded. You know, sometimes we are the one telling God the degree of how you should use us. You see, these are mistakes that have crippled us. Use me for your glory. What's in our mind? Internationally. Eh? Mommy, you know, daddy,
popularity.
You know, the next broke Billy Akoni. Ah, they'll be opening car for you. And you say, we bless God. And then you will stand and the crowd are there. You know, sometimes some of our minds, the crowds are there, and you just say, give me on key F, please. And some servants of God, when they are trying to preach to us, they will also talk about the days when God was molding them for usefulness. And in your mind too, you want to go and do what? Hide in the secret place. Not because you want to be available. You want to press in so that you can be useful. No. Is there a need? Yes. Have you been called? Yes. Lead to God. You be what? You see, it's availability that makes you to be conscious of your quiet time. You know, some people do retreats for day of glory. Oh, you are not with me, oh. The day you stop focusing on how God will use you, that's the day you will enter rest.